Because their driveway's not. Your driveway's up along the property line because of that building already. See? So he'd have to make a funny cut just to make it. If you did a.
Well, it would go straight down into it. It just wouldn't be as wide.
Yeah, the problem is with the way this building comes over. See how close this building is here? You've only got 12 feet of clearance to get your vehicle back here. And then if this was coming over further, then you're probably not going to get big vehicles back there. You really need that extra 2 feet of clearance to get over here into this.
Well, a vehicle is only like 6.5 feet wide. Mm-hmm. A vehicle is not 12 feet wide. A vehicle is like 6.5 feet wide.
And it's pretty wide. And because whenever you come back, where this carport's going to sit, you kind of need to come start heading towards the house, especially if you got a trailer or something. You take that 2 feet out, and it's going to be nearly impossible to get my trailer and stuff back there.
And you don't, I mean, I saw the concern with the water runoff. Do you think that the gutter would help resolve that issue?
I hate to see a 6-inch setback.
So I gullied this concrete. There's a gully in this concrete here to take the flow of the water down, and then I made a little wash area.
Yeah, but you're talking about where look at them pillars are. It's to the left of the pillars, correct? Your gully is left of the pillars?
Yeah, it's to the left of the pillars.
So what he's talking about is the runoff off of the roof of your carport is going to run in the neighbor's yard, so it doesn't matter because if you... Your roof of your carport's going to go above them pillars.
Over, and it's going to be over
So the gully doesn't matter at that point.
Unless I divert the water back onto this concrete.
With a gutter.
Downspouted in, spread out.
Because I've already got this area here set to handle the wash.
Now those trusses that we're seeing there, how wide are they?
22.
So they're unusable if you use a narrower building.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be able to get my trailers in there, which that was kind of the primary purpose of that is we have a nice house in a nice neighborhood, and I've got a 28-foot-long trailer. I don't want to set that out in front of my house, make an eyesore for my neighbors to see. I'd like it back there where nobody can see it and doesn't bother anybody.
Okay. I would struggle with that, having a 6-inch setback. Is if we allow a 6-inch setback right here, there's no reason why we shouldn't allow the neighbor to also have a 6-inch setback. The other neighbor has a 6-inch setback. They can build whatever they want. And basically, why right now do we have our setbacks, and then to basically say you're at 6 inches, you're just basically doing away with it.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Did I hear correctly? The neighbor to the side that's going to be affected by this, that house is under contract, so there's a new.
He's already bought it. It's
he's closed. Already bought it. He's moved in, so he's been noticed of this hearing and had an opportunity. Do you have his support?
He was noticed. I do have his support. He's already started construction on the house.
Okay.
He's, basically told me what he's wanting to do with his backyard and put in a pool and all that kind of stuff. And he said that sounds like a good plan to him. So.
He mentioned a fence to me right in that location. He said I'll probably build a fence because of my pool, right on his property line. And if he does or not, I don't know. But he did mention building a fence.
So if he had a privacy fence, I mean, it may not affect the neighbors that he's putting a carport there. When we look at the hardship that he might face, the hardship I see is possibly that floodplain in the backyard, because it'd be a lot easier just to say put it in the backyard. But that's the only hardship I see in that situation. And the challenge I see is if there was a motion to approve it, then there would have to be something stated about the water situation, because that would be where the neighbor wouldn't be so happy that he did it. So,
one thing I would say is that if we do allow a 6-inch setback, that we're setting a precedent that any anybody in Poverty Point would also be able to bring something here and expect to receive a 6-inch setback.
It's true.
It depends on that statute. It depends on the circumstance.
Well,
each one will be different. You know.
It does depend on each individual circumstance, mm-hmm. but there's just not an immeasurable problem to not to have this. Mm-hmm. And if we go to talking right. about a 6-inch setback anywhere, whether it's a president or not, it's going to have to be looked at each yep, individual
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we're setting ourselves up for a problem.
Okay. All right. Do you guys have any more questions for him? Let's move forward if you don't. All right. Thank you. Do you have any questions for us before you sit down?
I've talked to everybody that's involved, the neighbors and everything. Nobody's got a problem with it, and I think it would improve that area.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak in favor of this variance? Is there anybody that would like to speak opposing this variance? Okay, we're going to close this for board discussion.
The other thing we need to consider is the fact that while everybody's in agreement now, if something were to happen, the house next door sells next year, 2 years, 5 years from now, then, there's a carport that far.
From the property line. Yeah.
From their property line.
I don't know that I've ever seen a 6-inch.
Never had that requested.
Well, of course, part of the reason for setbacks is to give emergency personnel the ability to drag a fire hose or that type of thing between the buildings. And this structure wouldn't be a solid wall, but it's still an obstruction. And that is part of the reason for lot line setbacks. Keep structures away from the lot line to give access when people mm-hmm. need it. Even though there's no utilities involved here, it still will, particularly if he puts a privacy fence, then...
Well, he's putting a privacy fence, probably.
The neighbor.
Yeah, to you, so he won't look at that.
Are you
hinging that on a fence then? Because, if that's the case, would you advise them to come back and reapply after a fence is built by the neighbor?
I think that'd make a lot of difference to me.
I can't in good faith agree to a 6-inch setback.
Yeah.
Because it's, like you say, sir, we have to look forward because things are going to change.
I struggle with it also because in the building business, I've had enough things surveyed, and we come back, and even though we've had one piece of property that's surveyed and stamped and says, these things are in the right place, we go back, and it may not be.
Yeah.
The surveyor could be off, and we've seen situations where we've had to go back and correct things where the survey's been off several feet.
Yes.
And... I think 6 inches pretty close.
Do you think if the applicant were to come back and say, hey, 22 feet wide, maybe 6 inches is unreasonable, but if we moved it in 18 feet wide, now it's a 3-foot setback, that's more reasonable? Rick, would that?
I would look more favorable upon that for sure.
Yeah. I recognize he's got it there. I don't know if it's able to modify it.
Setback.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know it's a problem. You may not be able to park your trailer back in there. You may not be able to get that ton truck back in there. But we've got to look forward. We can't look for just right today because things change. Homeowners change. The neighborhood changes. But that neighborhood, it doesn't have anything like this at this point, I don't believe.
So do you want me to open this back up and ask the applicant if he's willing to make that change?
Well,
is that the question?
Be able to just take it back to Scott. And can you amend a permit?
I hate to have them reapply.
Can we make that recommendation?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And make that mm-hmm. change if that's agreeable.
So, my staff recommendation, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board.
Yes.
So what I'm hearing that there may be a revision, which would be in agreements with the applicant, of course, right. I'm hearing, but you have the ability to.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so at that point, we'll pull the applicant back up. So, Mr. Fogle, if you'd like to come back up for just a second. So the challenge that we're facing right now as a board is, again, In my history, that I've never seen a 6-inch setback be approved by this board. And it runs a lot of challenges that we run, even though we look at it a case-by-case situation, but 6 inches just is going to be hard for us to be okay with. So our question we would have for you is, we might consider the idea of maybe a 3-foot setback, which would then you're going to lose 3 feet of your carport width. But if that's the case, is that something you can adjust and work with?
I can look into it, but let me ask a question. If he's talking about putting a privacy fence up to keep his pool area private, that area is this way of where the carport's going to be. But could we use the posts for the carport for the fence, basically just fence off the side of the carport?
So
then that would kill two birds with one stone.
We're still going to have the 6-inch setback.
Yep. Yeah. Because, you know, it could be 6 months from now, that guy sells the house, and the new owner goes, I don't like this. This fence.
It would already be there at that point. He knows what he's buying.
That's exactly right. It's already going to be there. And we've got to look forward, and we get in trouble, or people do all the time, by making adjustments, and then 6 months down the road, something changes. Well, that doesn't suit me anymore. Or it changes ownership. And your house could change ownership.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have setbacks. Nobody'd have setbacks. And so we have, when we look at these situations, we do try to weigh in the hardships in the situations. But again, 6 inches, I don't think is going to be reasonable for us to.
The requirement's 7. So even at 3, that's quite a variance.
Yeah.
And 6 inches is an extreme variance.
Yeah.
Would 2 make a difference? Because I might still be able to get my trailer back there if it was 2 feet. I think 3 is just taking way too much. I won't be able to get back there.
Myself, I think we need to stick with the 7 feet setbacks, but we make adjustments all the time. But that's still, as Mr. Persinger said, that's still quite a setback change.
Okay. Well,
2 feet. I mean 3 feet.
We'll go ahead. We're going to close it back for discussion. So I think if you want to go ahead and have a seat, we'll finish this discussion.
Okay.
Scott, will you pull back up the map real quick, the GIS of it? I think the one thing you guys might want to just take in consideration in this situation is look at the layout of the house.
On the other side.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah, I agree. I think that lot and the topography of it gives you the rationale to say, yes, a variance is warranted, but what the variance is has to be reasonable. Right. I struggle with the reason that we would be giving a 6-inch setback is because he's already bought it. That just seems like a weak argument. Anybody that comes in and says, oh, I already bought it, you guys already gave this variance for him because he bought it, that shouldn't even be a consideration of ours. It should be what's reasonable in a setback.
So
3 feet reasonable?
And that's the thing is we can't make that decision based on the fact that he's already bought it or he's already put the pillars. It has to be based on what we feel is the situation at hand with the layout of the land, the situation with it, what he has, and the setbacks that are there.
And how it impacts neighbors and potential neighbors.
What do we have, Scott, on the building that's existing there, that to the property line?
Of course, these lines float, but that looks close to it, but I couldn't guarantee. What's that say, 10 or 11? 11 feet? 12.2 feet.
So that's well within the 7 foot.
Yeah.
Well, and the other argument to look at, too, is you said something about the emergency vehicles. If you look at the distance from that line to the other house, even if he didn't, I mean, there's not really a lot of room for anything to get through there, even on the other side of the property line. So,
and not having a building doesn't mean you can't park the trailer there.
Right.
It just won't be covered.
Right.
Oh, well, that's absolutely.
Yeah. There's our definition.
I mean, you can still park anything there.
Yeah.
That you can
I think so. I think
just
so
to keep them from tarps and bungee cords in a temporary structure.
Okay. Well, I think we're all leaning in the right direction then. So. Somebody, if you want to make a motion, we'll move forward with this.
I'll have to make a motion to deny variance 23-009B.